This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Funerals of Gen Z protest victims held with national honours. National Day of Mourning to be observed tomorrow. Finance Ministry forms 3-member task force to explore budget sources for upcoming elections and physical infrastructure reconstruction. Finance Minister Khanal discusses private sector safety and investment with representatives. National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs to open advanced ticket booking for Dashain only after evaluating road conditions. And United Nations investigators accuse Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The funerals of those who lost their lives during the Gen Z protest have been held with national honours. Minister for Home Affairs and Law Om Prakash Arial and Minister for Energy and Urban Development Kulman Ghishing honoured the deceased by draping them with the national flag at Pashupati Aryaghat today. The family members and relatives of the deceased took the bodies to Aryaghat in a funeral procession. At Aryaghat, the bodies of the deceased were also honored with salute by the security forces. The government had decided to declare those who died in the Gen Z movement as martyrs, hold funerals with national honors, and declare a public holiday tomorrow on the 17th of September as a national mourning. Meanwhile, the bodies of 6 people who died during the Gen Z protest have been transported to their respective districts for final rites using Nepal Army aircraft, according to the Nepal Army's Directorate of Public Relations and Information. The bodies of those who died in the protest on the 8th and 9th of September were taken to Sunsari, Udaipur, Siraha, Thankuta and Sankhua Sabha districts along with their family members. So far, the deaths of 72 people during the protest have been confirmed. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastava has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar, various matters of bilateral interest and mutual concern were discussed. On the occasion, Prime Minister Karki sought cooperation from India to the upcoming elections, which is current government's major mandate. In response, Ambassador Srivastava expressed commitment to India's support as per Nepal's needs as a good neighbor. The Indian ambassador also shared that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to have a telephone conversation with Prime Minister Karki on the 18th of September. Meanwhile, Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, today called on Prime Minister Sushila Karki, congratulating her on her appointment on the Prime Ministerial post. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar, the upper house chair extended best wishes to the Prime Minister for a successful term. On the occasion, they exchanged views on the country's latest developments and the contemporary political scenario. The National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs has said that advance ticket booking for Dashain will only open after assessing the condition of the roads. In a discussion held today at the Department of Transport Management, Federation President Vijay Bahadur Swar stated that since roads in various parts of the country are not fully operational, there are problems with public transportation entering and leaving the Kathmandu Valley, which has created difficulties in opening advance ticket bookings. Director General of the Department of Transport Management, Rajiv Pokhrel, remarked that given the current situation and the upcoming festivals, coordination among stakeholders is necessary to ensure that passengers travelling out of the Kathmandu Valley can reach their destinations conveniently and safely. The Ministry of Finance has formed a 3-member task force to find budget resources for the reconstruction of physical structures damaged during the Gen Z protest and for the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. The task force comprises a head of the Budget and Program Division, Suman Dahal, the head of the Foreign Aid Coordination Division, Thaniram Sharma, and the head of the Revenue Management Division, Uttar Kumar Khatri. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal held a discussion with representatives of business entities on how the present economic crisis could be tackled with safety to private sector and restoration of investment atmosphere. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, held discussion with Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel on peace and security situation of the country in the aftermath of Gen Z protest. The human rights body held a discussion with Nepali Army Chief at the NHRC Central Office in Pulchok, Lalitpur today. According to NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel, in addition to the peace, security and human rights situation, the NHRC also inquired on the status of the political leaders kept in Nepali Army's protection. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट ब्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has instructed the traffic police to work with high morale. Observing the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office today, the Home Minister gave the directive. Home Minister Arial on that occasion expressed that the government's commitment to providing full support for the construction of traffic police buildings. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office traffic uniforms and vehicles were burned and destroyed due to arson and vandalism in the course of the Gen Z movement. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry says Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. According to the BBC, a new report says there are reasonable grounds to conclude that 4 of the 5 genocidal acts defined under international law have been carried out since the start of the war with Hamas in 2023. The UN Commission has cited statements by Israeli leaders and the pattern of conduct by Israeli forces as evidence of genocidal intent. Israel's foreign ministry said it categorically rejected the report, denouncing it as distorted and false. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza in response to the unprecedented Hamas-led attack on the southern Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio pledged strong support for Qatar's security on a lightning visit on Tuesday as anger boils in the Gulf ally over last week's Israeli attack on Hamas negotiators, AFP news agency says. On a hastily arranged stop in Doha after a visit to Israel, Rubio shook hands with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in his office before entering closed-door talks that lasted just under an hour. He flew out straight after the meeting. In Israel, he had pledged unwavering support even after it angered U.S. allies in the Gulf by targeting Hamas negotiators in Doha. State Department spokesman is cited as saying Secretary Rubio reaffirmed the strong bilateral relationship between the United States and Qatar and thanked Qatar for its efforts to end the war in Gaza and bring all hostages home. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places up Koshi, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi and Sudurpashchim provinces and Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Funerals of Gen Z protest victims held with national honors. National Day of Mourning to be observed tomorrow. Finance Ministry forms 3-member task force to explore budget sources for upcoming elections and physical infrastructure reconstruction. Finance Minister Khanal discusses private sector safety and investment with representatives. National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs to open advanced ticket booking for Dasain only after evaluating road conditions. And United Nations investigators accuse Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned. And have a good night.